As I mentioned, if you're on my Facebook page, Vici on Sport, you would have seen the video during the week. It went viral, these guys just on 50cc scooters. If you've been on a 50cc scooter, you know they don't go that quick. And they would be cold, especially middle of winter, making your way from Auckland to Wellington. Bethany joins us, one of the Lions supporters who's taken his posse of mates down there. Firstly, shall I start with the most obvious question? Did you survive?
Yeah, mate, just about. It was something else, mate. It was slow, it was hard, and it was probably the best week of my life.
In what way? Why so good?
Oh, mate, the people we've met, the things we got to do, it's just crazy. Yesterday, believe it or not, we got invited to a funeral in a Marae, and just got on the piss with these guys all day yesterday. They didn't know us from Adam, brought us to a Marae. And we had the best day probably ever. And it was serious, mate. It was serious.
So hang on. How does this happen where you guys obviously dressed up as Lions supporters and you looked magnificent, resplendent on your little red 50cc scooters? How did you end up at a funeral?
Oh, so listen to this. We were driving. I got an email from the Herald saying, hey, mate, there's a guy from the Hawke's Bay and he thinks he's related to you and he wants to meet you. And I was just like, yeah, I'm ringing this guy. And this guy literally... comes the whole way from Hawke's Bay yesterday, picks us up in the pub, and is like, yeah, you're not going to forget today ever, and brings us straight to a funeral. and yeah, it was just surreal. It's crazy.
So you experienced the honour, tradition, all of that of a pure Māori funeral.
Oh, mate, it was the most amazing thing ever. Like, it was fascinating. It was just this is just one story of the week. We've had many stories like this. You couldn't make it up, mate.
Right, well, go for it. Tell me some more, because this is what I've loved about the tour. And I know there was some angst reported by one of my Facebookers, Andrew, on Monday morning, where he said some of the reaction of the Kiwi supporters on Saturday night when they won the first test was a little bit, let's say, underhand. How have you found it? Give me some stories. What's happened to you guys this week?
Mate, we haven't paid for a coffee on the way down. People have literally been just... I'm driving a car right now from a guy, a Kiwi lad. We were meant to stay with him one night this week. We're still in his house. We have his car. He just literally... It's like the hospitality is just crazy. We left his car in town last night, got loads of tickets, and he's just there like, nah, sweet as, it's all good. I mean, it's like, fucking hell.
It's just amazing. The only thing I can say about this would not happen in any other country. Now, you may have picked up on the story we had last week of Alex, the Lions fan who spent the night with the Ioane family. Did you follow that story?
Yeah, I did. It was awesome.
I mean, how cool was that?
Oh, it's crazy, mate. But, like, honestly, like, this guy, it's a adopt a lion, and we had accommodation paid for Wednesday night right through to Sunday, and we haven't left this guy's house because he's just been so cool. And he'd give us his car, he's given us everything. His name is Lloyd Woods, and it's just unbelievable. He literally is looking after us like we're his own kids. It's just amazing.
Because even the video I put up the other day, someone sent it to me. They were driving past you guys, and it just went viral on my page.
Yeah. No, it did. Well, think about it. We got pulled over by the police on Desert Road, and like he couldn't do anything. He couldn't do anything but laugh. He's like, "Where did you come from? Auckland?" He's like, "No, you didn't."
No.
Like, yeah, we did. Yeah,
mate, in some ways, and I'm being really honest here, we don't know what's going to play out tonight, but I expect, and I'm just saying this, I expect the All Blacks to get better and I expect them to win the series 2-0 tonight. Does the rugby at all, is it even secondary now for you guys?
Look, we want to do well, obviously, but like, the culture, the experiences we're having off the field is just, it's literally, it's a bit early, but I reckon this could be the fans' tour. Like the best fans tour ever, Lions tour, and I've met so many Lions fans have said this is just ridiculous what people are doing for us. It's literally, they've never experienced anything like it. Kiwis have opened their homes, their bars, everything to us, and it's just amazing, mate.
It's so cool to hear, and I'm so stoked to hear that, because I think that's the thing we love most about rugby in this country. It is very much our national obsession, but we also love having you guys in town. And I keep saying this, Bethany, I love having you guys in town.
Oh, good. It's we enjoy being here, and it's been everything. You know, it's been so peaceful. It's just amazing. Like, it's just I can't explain it, mate. It's been the best tour or best few weeks of my life. It's been amazing. And it's not over yet, mate.
Did you freeze your absolute backsides on those bikes?
Oh, mate. literally, we had to stop at some stages, especially in Palmerston North. It was like one, it was 0 degrees or something, and we had to stop every about 10 minutes of riding just to warm our hands up and our feet. And we had plastic bags on our feet trying to make another block. Oh, it's crazy, mate. It's freezing.
Okay, give me your gut feel then tonight. And as I said, I want you guys, I've said this from day one, to be competitive. I'm worried, though. I can't see the All Blacks making the same amount of mistakes. What are you expecting tonight in Wellington?
Probably you're looking at 35-15 to the All Blacks. I reckon we won't find them gaps we did last week. We didn't capitalise on. I think they'll shut it down a lot tighter tonight, the All Blacks. I can't see us winning it, but it was like the Hurricanes fans the other day. They were like, oh, you're losing. It's a draw. How are you so happy? It's like, we're just happy to be here, mate.
Yeah, okay. One thing, does this worry you? There's been a couple of stories out again this week, and this started a couple of weeks ago from the Northern clubs. Now Stephen Jones, that famous Welsh writer who can't stand us, by the way, can't stand New Zealand rugby, has come out and said this could be the end of the Lions tour if you guys get pumped 3-0. What would it mean, do you think, to the fans if this thing disappeared?
Look, this has been going on like 100 years. Four nations coming together on the piss. You know, living out of each other's pockets for 4 weeks every 4 years. You know, it's more than rugby. You know, and it'll be very sad if they did that. But look, I don't think they will. I think they'll probably shorten the series to 5 games or 6 games. But they can't. It's pretty special what this sporting event is. You know, so it'd be a bit silly to get rid of it. You know,
have you found yourself a favourite beersy in New Zealand yet?
Oh, Jesus. We were in, where were we yesterday? The Fokker and Brewer in, and I've drank about 50 different beers yesterday. And, my Kiwi mate, he has me hooked on spades. I don't know why. It's crazy.
It's amazing. I always used to think when I went through America on a Contiki tour, Brephany, I thought I should put like a little notch on something or other to count how many Budweisers I had, and I just forgot. But I would love to know, or maybe not love to know, exactly how much I went through in 20 days.
Oh, mate, I was crazy. I couldn't. I don't know. I literally could not put a number on the amount. I know how much money I spent. I just don't know how much beer I drank.
Okay, how much money? How much coin have you put down so far?
Oh, this week, I don't know, probably 2.5-3 grand.
And just mainly booze and some burgers, yeah?
Yeah, because accommodation, everything was paid for, mate. Easy.
Oh, yeah, crazy. Mate, you are brilliant. What I said, as I said to you, mate, I think it was such a great concept, and you were doing it for Starship as well. How much do you reckon you raised?
So we've raised $3,000 on our Everyday Hero page, and we've sold the scooters and Lenny the Lion for $1,100. So we're getting them picked up today in Wellington. We're meeting this person, Anne-Marie is her name. She's the lucky winner. And one of the scooters is all good. The other one's a little bit worse for wear, but she's now the proud owner of 2 scooters and a Lion.
Mate, you go well tonight. Enjoy it. Love having you here. As I said, your enthusiasm is infectious. I'll talk to you next weekend, bub.
Listen, have a good one, and thanks for everything. Kiwis are awesome. See you later, mate.